Another round of thunderstorms may begin later tonight across the northwestern Corn Belt, bringing some additional precipitation to a very dry region. We're expecting the precipitation to be somewhat erratic, though. Only a few counties will get 3/4 of an inch to more than an inch of rain, but there will be those few counties. We do expect the rest of the region to pick up on just 1/10 of an inch, upwards to 3/4 of an inch. The coverage is looking a little bit better to me today than it did yesterday, and focusing in on the eastern Dakotas, Minnesota, maybe a portion of western Iowa in this particular event. The system that's going to be bringing on the precipitation is going to be a developing warm front, and it will move off to the northeast as we move deeper into the weekend. That northeast movement will mark the end of significant precipitation potentials for Iowa and Nebraska for a while. Everywhere from there southward to into Texas and the Delta will probably see a drying biased pattern for a while as that high pressure ridge becomes the dominating feature. The ridge is already starting to form. It's going to be most intense starting tomorrow and lasting through at least Thursday of next week. And the ridge is promising to do a couple of things. Certainly suppress the rainfall across the western Corn Belt. It's also going to bring temperatures higher. Most of the western Corn Belt will see temperatures in the 90s as we go through the late weekend and next week. And we may see some temperatures over 100 degrees in the plains from parts of South Dakota and North Dakota southward into Texas. Most of that 100-degree temperature will stay out of the key Corn Belt producing areas, but we will see some upper 90s on the western side of the production region, and temperatures will get more into the middle 90s across the heart of Iowa and Missouri as time moves forward, maybe even to portions of Illinois as well. The eastern Midwest will never get quite as warm as the western areas, and with the orientation of the ridge being what it is, there will probably be a number of disturbances that will likely work over the top of the ridge and pass through the Great Lakes region into parts of Ohio and Indiana on a periodic basis as we move forward through the next week to week and a half. In the longer range outlook, the models today continuing to suggest a little cooling may occur in the first days of September. The 3rd through about the 7th looks to be a little bit cooler with a couple of cool fronts pushing through the Midwest during that period of time. Not a lot of precipitation being suggested into the western Corn Belt when that comes through, but there will be an opportunity for more showers and thunderstorms as the ridge breaks down. In the meantime, when the ridge is present here this weekend into early next week, it will be pulling moisture around the back side of it from the southwest corner of the U.S. There'll be a tropical weather disturbance that will be moving into the southwestern desert areas. It won't hold together very well, but it will try to spread some moisture on the backside of the ridge up into the northern U.S. plains and try to help to enhance rainfall potentials for early next week. I don't get very excited about this because I'm not convinced that the moisture will hold together too well, but there will still be a moisture source for that region up there, and perhaps some locally strong thunderstorms will still be possible as we move through that period of time, anywhere from Sunday to about Wednesday of next week. Just a little bit further north in the Canadian prairies, we'll see a little bit more thunderstorm activity in Manitoba and parts of southeastern Saskatchewan. Down in the southeastern part of the U.S., all the heavy rains that have occurred recently are going to be abating. We'll look for drier weather soon. The temperatures yesterday afternoon across the Midwest varied from upper 70s in the Great Lakes regions to the lower 90s in Kansas, Missouri, and parts of southern Illinois southward. And it looks like we'll see those temperatures obviously warming up as we move forward in time. Low temperatures at night will become into the 50s and 60s across the northern parts of the Midwest and 60s and 70s across the west and south, and that will be pretty much the rule from the weekend into the middle part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.